Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily talk show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland has a belly dancer one. From Washington, D.C. Good morning, Roland Martin.
Actually, Tom, I'm in Dallas with you. I popped in yesterday. The U.S. Conference of Mayors is taking place today. I'm moderating a panel with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talking about race and sports. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter. So looking forward to that panel today. We'll have it later this week on the show. But, Tom, today in the nation's capital in D.C., there's a White House summit on working families. The president has been talking about the various initiatives to help working families all across the country. Joining us right now is Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, who is going to be a major participant in that. Valerie, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. Tom, is Sybil there too? Hello to everybody.
Sybil's there. Even Jay's here. Even Jay's here.
Oh, and Jay too. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell him you're happy.
It's a big day. It's a big day here in Washington.
So let's talk about this here, because obviously the president has been dropping executive orders like Tupac drops mixtapes left and right, dealing with families, dealing with trying to improve the lives of working families.
Well, that's right. As you know, Roland, the president wants to make sure that anyone out there who works hard has an opportunity to succeed. And what we have learned over the course of the last several months as we have been touring the country and hosting forums on working families is that many companies are still in the dark ages, the madman era, and it's time for their policies and cultures to change. Half of our workforce is now women. 40% of women are either the primary or sole breadwinner in their family, and the majority of children are growing up with both of their parents working, and yet companies that haven't figured out how to create that workplace for the 21st century are going to fall behind. And we want our companies here to be globally competitive, and so they need to recognize issues like workplace flexibility, paid leave, raising the minimum wage, child care, all the issues that working families struggle with. So this is no longer a women's issue, even though the president loves to say, when women succeed, America succeeds. This is now a family issue. It's an issue for our economy. And today we're going to explore best practices. The president will make a few announcements. He's signing a memorandum making it clear that federal employees have the right to request workplace flexibility to set the tone at the top here at the federal government. And then we're going to put the spotlight on a lot of companies who are doing a really good job in this space right now, too.
What do you say to small businesses about how much this is going to cost a small business?
Well, that's, Tom, a really good question. And Small Business Majority did a survey of their small business members and found that there were not big cost implications to this. Because what happens is, this is such an important point, you're going to make an investment in the short term in your employee, and it's going to pay off. How does it pay off? You're going to be able to not just attract top talent, but you're going to be able to retain it. Oftentimes you'll find that particularly women will go into a field and they find that the culture's not good and it's not a friendly environment and they can't take off the time that they need to take care of not just their children, but now elder care is an issue. And men, too, are wanting to spend more and more time with their families. And so you can't hold on to that talent unless you make these changes in the paradigm. So even though it may cost you something, we're calling it a good investment because you're going to get back in the terms of profitability far more than you're investing.
Mm-hmm. You spoke of men, that guy who was a New York Mets baseball player. All these folks went nuts when he took a couple of days off for family leave and his wife had a kid. And there are other men out there who've done the same thing. And it's amazing how this society denigrates men who choose to say, my family matters.
Well, exactly. And so we had him here at the White House over a week ago. We had held an event on working dads. And more and more, our surveys are showing that men are spending on average 5 hours more per week involved with their families and the household and outside of work. And why isn't that a good thing? Wouldn't we think that it's good for our men to be involved in the lives of their children? The president often mentions that one of the more precious moments of his life were when Malia was first born and he was able to spend her first month at home with her. They bonded in a way that was so important And we want all of our dads to be able to do that. That's good for our society.
Well, the White House Summit on Working Families, again, taking place today in the nation's capital. A ton of folks.
Roland, can I just ask a question?
Go ahead.
One of the things I got from listening to you all this weekend, Valerie, was the fact that people are looking at companies when they go in, when they're out searching for jobs.
That's right.
They're really looking for those companies that are proactive in terms of this, both men and women.
Well, you know what, Sybil? When I came along, I just was trying to do just what the guys did. Today, men and women are asking their companies, what kind of flexibility do you have? How am I going to be able to meet my obligations outside of work? And they're making decisions based on that. And companies who have figured that out are going to be the ones that succeed tomorrow. So very good point. Thanks for raising it, dear.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck today.
Thanks, Sybil. Thank you, everyone, for letting me come on.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.